Skilling's attorney Daniel Petrocelli continued trying to undermine the credibility of Mark Koenig, the government's first witness. Koenig earlier admitted that he could get a more lenient sentence if prosecutors are happy with his testimony. Petrocelli's been challenging earlier statements made by Koenig in testimony for the prosecution, getting him to clearly admit when he's made a mistake and then asking him whether he meant to mislead. Koenig said he didn't deliberately mislead anyone. That allows Petrocelli to draw parallels to mistakes made during Enron conference calls with analysts. Koenig conceded under cross-examination that he's not sure whether Jeff Skilling's incorrect answer to an analyst during a conference call was deliberate or a mistake. His testimony for the prosecution last week painted it as deliberate. Petrocelli's been trying to show that nothing wrong happened when Enron once adjusted its quarterly estimates by one penny to match analyst predictions. He said company estimates are just that, estimates. Koenig insists that Enron was wrong to make the overnight changes, although he said he's not sure how accountants arrived at the revised figure. The defense has been saying there was no fraud at Enron, except by three former executives who pleaded guilty. This is the fourth day of testimony from Koenig, who contends that Lay and Skilling were always in total control of Enron's financial direction. Reporting from the federal courthouse, Ed Mayberry, Houston Public Radio News.